Track 1.65. Read and listen. Read and listen to the following recipes. How long should you preheat the oven for mac and cheese?
Cuisine. Great recipes from a famous chef. Are you interested in cooking? With more than 10 years of experience, Chef Alfonso shares his best recipes with us. Mac and cheese.
Ingredients: pasta, milk, unsalted butter, grated cheddar, diced tomatoes, breadcrumbs. Process: First, cook pasta in boiling water for 6 to 8 minutes and drain it well when it is cooked. Then, melt some butter in a pot and add the flour. Pour the milk into the mixture and whisk well. Add the grated cheddar, diced tomatoes, and breadcrumbs together and put the mixture into a preheated oven for 15 minutes. The key to a great mac and cheese is that you must eat it hot, as the flavor comes mostly from the melted cheddar. This is a traditional and easy recipe for a quick dinner after a busy day. Enjoy!
Grandma's Chicken.
Ingredients: chicken breast, salt, pepper, cumin, garlic, green chilies, chopped tomatoes. Process: Spread some oil on the pan and season the chicken with some salt, pepper, and cumin. Cook it until it is brown on both sides over medium heat. Sprinkle some garlic powder over it before you remove the pan from the heat. Next, cook the grated tomatoes and chopped garlic in a small pan for 1 minute. Finally, pour the tomato sauce on the cooked chicken and serve hot. If you like, you may use some herbs for decoration and extra flavor. This recipe is very special to me because my grandmother had taught me how to cook it before she got very old. Now I cook it for her, as she can't anymore.
Alfonso's Pancakes.
Ingredients: flour, eggs, baking powder, different kinds of fruit and butter. Process: First, heat the pan to 200 or oven to 350 degrees. Secondly, whisk the egg whites and butter in one bowl while you whisk the yolk and sugar in another bowl. Combine the mixtures and all the other ingredients. Pour the mixture into a bowl, and the rest is up to you. You can fry it in a pan or cook it in the oven. Once it is cooked, you are free to decorate it with all kinds of fruit. This recipe is one of our favorites on Sunday mornings. If you want to surprise your friends or family with a delicious and nutritious Sunday breakfast, don't hesitate to try it.
Grandma's Salmon.
Ingredients: salmon, mustard, soy sauce, olive oil, and minced garlic. Process: The first step is to heat the grill. While the grill is heating, cut the salmon into 4 pieces. Then, whisk the mustard, soy sauce, olive oil, and garlic in a small bowl. Marinate the salmon pieces with the mixture for 10 minutes. Next, place the salmon pieces on the hot grill and let it cook for 5 to 6 minutes. Don't forget to flip them carefully. When cooked, place the salmon on the dish while it is hot. This recipe is by far the fastest and most delicious way to cook this fish. If you have never tried salmon with mustard sauce before, you will never forget about this recipe. A Japanese chef had given me this recipe before I moved back to Spain, and it has been my customer's number one preference since then. Enjoy!